the 4th of July event in the city of Sonoma. Jason Campbell is here. He's the festival coordinator. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I am well. Looking forward to tonight and tomorrow's celebrations. Great reasons for people not to use personal fireworks, by the way. And Sonoma really does it proud. I mean, the Sonoma fireworks celebration, something that a lot of people really look forward to every year.
It's an amazing day for us, for our department. It's a big commitment, but when you see the fireworks show, which seems to get better and better every year, it's well worth the commitment that our department puts into it.
Well, one of the things that's so surprising, I guess, about the Sonoma fireworks celebration is how long it is. I mean, it goes on for a while.
It does. The show usually lasts over 30 minutes. This year, it looks like we have over 2,600 fireworks that are going to be going off.
Very nice. Very nice.
So it's a great show. Every year, we get compliments that this show is better than the last, and it's the greatest show. So hopefully, we can continue that trend this year.
And there was some concern about whether Sonoma would put on a 4th of July fireworks show this year, wasn't there?
There has been a little bit of talk, but from our department standpoint, we were ready to go from the beginning, and we've been committed to it, and we're excited to do it, and I think will go great.
And it doesn't start at dusk, of course, in Sonoma. Talk about the festivities beginning at 10 o'clock in the morning tomorrow at the,
sure,
in the plaza.
Absolutely. So 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, we have our parade. This is the second year that our Sonoma Volunteer Firefighters Association has produced the parade and the festival following. So 10 a.m. is the parade that goes around Sonoma Plaza. We have a multitude of floats, community members that are involved with the parade. That's put on by our volunteer association. Following the parade, there will be festivities in the Sonoma Plaza Amphitheater. The float winners will be announced at that time. And then starting at noon, we begin the festivities, the plaza celebration, which includes live music. We've got three bands set up tomorrow. The Mighty Creatures of Habit will start at 12:30.
I love that name.
Driven Band at 2 p.m. And then the last band will be the Illegitimate AC/DC Band at 3:30. And while that's going on, of course, we've got a variety of food trucks and beverages. Beer and wine brought to you by our Sonoma Valley Firefighters Association.
Yeah, great fundraiser there.
Great fundraiser for us. And then something we've added this year is a whole kids zone. We wanted some more activities and games for the kids. So on the north side of Sonoma Plaza, we're going to have a whole kids booth with a bunch of different games that they can play to get the kids involved too.
Is there anything different this year, Jason, on the 4th of July celebration in Sonoma because of what happened to us in October?
So we believe that with the community's support and involvement, I mean, the fires obviously impacted everybody in the county. The entire community was in some way impacted, and the response that we got was just unprecedented. The strength and support from the community from the onset of the fires all the way through never faltered. And I think with that being said, we believe this festival is going to be really strong, and we're happy to present a great festival and have everybody have a good time.
And let's say that there's someone listening who has never been to the Sonoma Fireworks Celebration on the 4th. Where do they go, and how do they get there?
So during the morning for the parade, there's a lot of road closures just because the floats need to get around the plaza and everything. But that'll open up throughout the day. If they're able to get somewhere near Vallejo's home off the bike path, there's great viewing. There's a lot of viewing areas, like open grass, where you can put a blanket down, get a great show. Anywhere near and around the downtown area of Sonoma, you're going to get a great viewing experience.
Very good, and it all takes place tomorrow in the city of Sonoma. It's a great celebration if you want to take your family and really see a surprisingly great and really long fireworks celebration tomorrow night. And Jason, as a member of the volunteer firefighters, thank you for your service through
Absolutely.
October and more.
Oh, thank you very much. We just want to thank the community, and we're looking forward to a great celebration tomorrow. A couple of things, if I could, Pat, I just wanted a couple of reminders.
Yes.
Especially for the local Sonoma folks like to set up for the parade. But we want to remind everybody that there's no setup before 6 o'clock. The streets start closing down at 8:30. So you want to make sure that you get in sometime after that 6 o'clock hour and get set up before 8:30, because the parade will start at 10 and you don't want to miss it, because it's going to be a great time.
Absolutely. And Jason, thanks for sharing the details with us, and happy 4th of July to you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. That's Jason Campbell with the Volunteer Fire Department for the Sonoma Valley, taking part and really overseeing the whole Sonoma celebration tomorrow.